Dennis?
Okay, we'll get underway. Welcome to the National Airport Authority meeting for May 20th, 2015. Roll call, please.
Chairman Stevens?
Here.
Vice Chairman Machigan?
Here.
Secretary Cushing Adams?
Here.
Treasurer Rosenblum?
Here.
Director Jackson?
Here.
I'd like to ask for public input now. I will state one item is that if you have any public input concerning leases or review of our leases and rates, et cetera, we're having a second public meeting after closing this one. And I plan to kind of push through this meeting in over the next hour so we can start the second public meeting, which the second public meeting will concern only leases and the items on that agenda. So, any public input, please? Great. We'll move on. Oh, Shane.
One quick item of funding. Hey, Mr. Chairman. Shane McLaughlin, for the record. On May 29th, you had your open house. I broached the subject with Keith Webb at the pilot shop. I'll speak with that briefly. Only because I haven't had much time to give it much more thought. But I thought I would suggest to the authority that some of us in NLPA, we're giving consideration to the deal of blessing, getting a couple of cans of paint, some sandpaper, and getting down and cleaning the propeller, the front memorial. I've got four AMP standard stickers to replace the white ones that are all faded in the front. And we get out there some afternoon, between now and then, one afternoon, and we'll just clean it. We'll shoot it with a clean can of paint. We might ask to borrow a ladder if we could from the authority. We'll sign the waivers or whatever you need.
Well, we'd like to be able to do that. Yeah,
I'll leave it at that. Yeah, we've got the materials. I'll take care of all of the expenses.
Absolutely. How about the labor? Do you have all the labor you need?
We're open to volunteers. And
Joe Carter will do it.
In all seriousness, we thought it would brighten up the
Absolutely.
Just a little project, small project. Thank you.
Just coordinate, say just coordinate with the airport manager and sure thing.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
Got a quick question, Andy Nines, for the record. Last meeting, you said that the Confederate Air Force was coming the 11th through the 15th of June. The website has it on the 18th through the 22nd of June. And talking with Mr. Ford, he says he believes that it's the 18th to the 22nd. Is that in fact the date that they're coming?
It is the 18th they will be here, and we need to correct the motion that was made last meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's on the minutes, and we are going to address that and change it on the minutes.
Okay, well, I mean, it's right on the website, yeah. So anybody who was not at the meeting wouldn't be confused, but I get confused easily.
Okay. Moving on to the minutes, Madam Secretary.
Okay, so I would like to address that situation, Steve, on the minutes. The change of date, it is Father's Day weekend, but the commemorative planes will be here. So we just need to correct those dates on the minutes. So make a motion to amend the dates to June 18th. And what is the time?
It's June 18th they arrive. They'll be available for tours all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mm-hmm. and they depart Monday. Okay. I don't know the times offhand, I'm okay. Sorry.
So, and Steve's working on getting flyers for that so that we can get that advertised and get it out to the public, what's going to be here, what time, and all that. So make a motion to amend just the dates for that.
Point of information.
Yes.
When we approved the motion, those were the dates that we had approved. So if those are not the correct dates, we basically need a new motion.
Exactly.
Can we say on or about? 18 through 22.
So do I hear a motion to
because this
modify those dates to the correct dates?
So moved.
Okay, there's a motion on the table to change the date for the commemorative Air Force from June 12, 13, and 14 to June 18, 19, and 20. Are those the dates?
They are. 18, 19, 20, and 21.
And 21, 4 days. Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay. All those in favor? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion carries. Now, Madam Secretary, get back to the minutes.
So now I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented, or as amended, of the April, as presented of the April 2015 meeting.
So moved.
Is that a second?
Second motion.
Good enough. Who knows?
Discussion. All those in favor approving the minutes as presented?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right. The minutes are approved. Treasurer's report. Mr. Treasurer, Rosenblum.
Okay. You have in your packet the financial statements through April 30th, which is 10 months of the year, and a balance sheet. Has operating cash in operating account of just under $27,000. There is two CDs, one at People's Bank for $53,000 and one at National Bank for $67,000. Subsequent to April 30th, we needed to cash in one of those CDs in order to meet our liability obligations. We have accounts receivable of $12,000 on the books. A couple of accounts are very overdue. We're in the process of instituting mechanic liens to help collect the amounts that are due the authority. Otherwise, there's nothing really out of order on the assets or liability side. I'd like to turn to page 8, which is the comparison of actual to budget. We have land lease income, which has been running ahead of budget each month. So we're about $9,200 year-to-date over budget. Fuel flowage fees was down for the month, $2,300, which is a variance for the year-to-date. And tie-down parking is down year-to-date by $4,200. Snow removal income is up $13,000 over budget. Our operating income is $435,000, which is $15,000 above budget. Operating expenses, wages are down for the month, and as a result of a vacancy during part of the month. Part-time wages is reflected for a snow removal activity that we needed to have part-time, additional part-time people. The monthly expenses are pretty much in line. The benefits are down as a result of the vacancy of an employee. On page 9, you could see there's various mostly underages of expenses. The total expense for the month was $38,800. We had budgeted $47,000, so that's $8,300 to the good. So after all is said and done, our net income for the month was a loss of about $500, just under $600. Year year-to-date, we have a shortfall of $13,500. Our budget projected a shortfall of $55,683. So we are making up the shortfall of our budget each month. Right now, it's currently at $13,500. I'd like to make a motion to accept the April 30th financial statements pending audit.
Motion is made and seconded to accept the financial statements. Any discussion, questions?
Is there a second to the motion?
Susan did find another account that owed quite a bit of money that I'd like to include on the letter that Steve is sending out. I'll get that information to you. But it's an account that's more delinquent than the other two.
And what is their, my question is related, what is their delay?
Just the two aircrafts went into lien.
So, and there's a third one that owes more than the others. So it would be great to get that, get that money. And I do, the letter took me kind of surprised today. I'd like to make sure that if letters are going out with the National Airport Authority name on it, I want to make sure I know ahead of time before letters are being sent.
Well, they haven't been sent yet.
Right. I want to have enough notice. I can read them and understand them.
Well, how'd you see it today?
Steve just sent it to me tonight.
So it's a brand new letter. We just met with the attorney yesterday, put it all together. So you got it within like 24 hours, and you got it before we sent it out. So
I'd like to make sure I have time to review it. I was on my way to a meeting tonight.
Well, how much time is it?
A day or two would be nice.
So we're not going to send it out for a day or two.
I thought you were sending it tomorrow morning.
I can wait.
Okay. Well, basically, you send it out tomorrow if nobody has any issues with it, but if somebody does, he'll wait. But that's pretty much doing exactly what he should, and that's let us know with sufficient time in advance to comment.
I definitely would like to know before letters are sent out with the National Airport Authority, as long as I'm on the board. I want to make sure that I know ahead of time with enough notice so I can read it, review it, and understand. As long as I'm part of the board, I think that would be great. So clearly you guys knew, which is great.
I think that's what I'm trying to say is I think that's happened. Okay? We're communicating, we're sending words out to everybody that so they know that we're sending out a letter to take appropriate action. And you have a chance, just comment right back to him, say, hey, hold off a few days, and he'll do that. Okay? So I think the process is working. Thanks. And we have a motion to approve the financial statements and a second. So any more discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you. In addition, I did want to report to the board that we met with Chair Stevens, and I met with Chair Alderman Shoneman last week. We had sat down with him and reviewed the operating budget and the capital budgets. There's a request to the City Board of Aldermen for $22,500, which is in the mayor's budget that was submitted, which represents the local portion of the paving project for 2016. We are planning to meet with the Finance Committee of the city on June 1st to present our request. The other item I wanted to...
Before you move on, all board members are invited to the meeting on June 1st. Mike and I will be making a presentation. Mike will be making 90% of the presentation. So any feedback or support or any information at all that you want to funnel to the Nashua Budget Committee, funnel it through Director Rosenblum. Now's a good time for everybody to contact your alderman with your support for the budget. This is the first time that in history of anybody in this room that we've asked the city for money that's not related to a significant capital project like the runway. We're asking them for $22,500 to fund the FAA capital improvement project that's worth $450,000. And this accounts for the 5% that's our share. So with this request and in future years moving forward, we'd like the city to show their support to the airport and realize the financial benefit that the airport has to the city and the community by funding our capital projects this way, the FAA capital projects. So now's the time to perk up and make sure your aldermen are prepared for this. Any questions? Okay, so now we'll vote.
That's all.
Do you need to discuss the CD?
Yes. In order to cover some liabilities, we need to cash in a certificate of deposit. One of the CDs, we need roughly $50,000. So I would like to make a motion that we cash in our People's Bank CD dated January of 2016, in the amount of roughly $53,000.
And I'll second it. Is there any discussion?
That's all for payout, for employee payout. Any leftover?
Most of it is for employee payout obligations.
And the rest will go back into?
Into the checking account for operating expenses.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those in favor? Those opposed, motion carries.
One more financial item I just wanted to bring the board's attention. We have budgeted $20,000 for the year, which is our portion of the state registration fees for aircraft. We were informed by the Department of Transportation from New Hampshire State that figure is lowered. It's going to be roughly around $8,000 for the year. We asked the state to go back and make sure their calculations were correct, and they assured us it was. So that will hurt our budget in the next month or so.
Okay, moving on with communications.
Okay. NIA 15008, letter from Greg Leithorn, CEO of Infinity. It's on file. And NIA 15009, Nashua Jet Aviation, request for a permit sign, also on file. NIA 015010, thank you letter from the DOT for a donation to the Aeronautical Fund, that's on file. And NA 15011, Manchester Tank, from Nashua Jet, from Ken McLaughlin, and that's on file.
Before we move on, the NJA letter on the 305 for rent sign, it's not on the agenda. Should we discuss that and take action, or has there already been action taken?
There already has been action taken.
Good. So nothing needed?
Nothing's needed.
Okay, reports. The tower report.
Mr. Chair, for the month of April 2015, we're down 341 operations from the previous year, which is about 8%. Not a lot of flying going on. I don't know if it's weather related, but not a lot of flying going on. And the jet operations were higher than average by about 25%.
Well, I know that I haven't been flying much, but I didn't think I accounted for all that.
You do. You do.
So, pretty much, I wish I had a total. How do you read this? Are the variances here a monthly, and to get an annual total, you have to add them all up. So we're looking at like 2,500.
2,432 would be the annual total.
Okay, 2,432 is something from 2,432 out of 12,000. So it's one out of six landings that we're not getting. Okay. Airport manager report.
Thank you again, Mr. Chair. Wildlife activity on the airport has been light with no reported strikes. We have our 2015 Touch a Truck event planning, which is ongoing. The event's scheduled for August 15th from 10 to 2. And again, the FAA is proposing the elimination of two approaches into Warfield, the VOR Alpha and the NDB Runway 14, as well as 734 other approaches across the country, including others at New Hampshire airports. We would ask anybody that might use those approaches to submit your comments directly to the FAA through the Federal Register, and I can give you information about where to go to do that or how to do that. There are 8 days left to submit those comments. So personally, I don't want to see any of our approaches go away, but the FAA is trying to eliminate the ground-based nav aids that they have as they move forward with their next gen initiative. So,
hold on that one. Let's open that up. What are we doing to solicit comments again? I know we sent out email blasts and
we have it on our website, and we placed it on the Facebook page as well.
Yeah, I guess the deadline is May 28th, which
right.
is Wednesday.
No, it'd be Thursday.
Thursday? Can we send out an email blast of all our attendants one last time with to make it a reminder? Because this is a new one. If we all submitted our comments 2 months ago, this is like, is this a new comment period? I mean, do they still have everything on file?
The Department of Transportation 6 months ago or so had asked for us to gather comments to submit to them. This is a channel to submit comments directly to the FAA. So if you've submitted comments already to me or to DOT, please go to the Federal Register, and it's on the front page of our website. Go there again and submit them directly to the FAA.
I think that's what we need to say in this email blast. Submit it again directly to the FAA. Yes, sir.
I have a question for Steve. With regard to the FAA wanting to eliminate these two approaches, so we can write a more pointed letter objecting to that. Did they give you any specific reasons why they want to eliminate, other than we're trying to save money? I mean, specifically, how they feel they're going to save money by eliminating those two?
No, they haven't. I mean, the rationale is that it costs personnel and manpower to maintain this equipment, and they're moving forward with their next gen agenda, basically.
I mean, is there any point on trying to save the NDB? I mean, that's, even for training, it's pretty rare that someone's going to fly an NDB.
It may not be. Again, I wouldn't want to see any of our people go away, personally. It'd
be nice to have it as the automarker for the ILS,
yes.
As an example. I'm surprised
I wouldn't, I mean, it's so close as it is, I don't understand.
Churn will still be there. It just won't be in a DB.
Right. So you're saying it'll still be used as a compass locator without the actual date in DB? Because it's not actually really co-located, it's off of like debris or whatever.
I mean, the nav H required for the approach will still be there, it just won't be in NDB.
Yeah, because you know that's not part of the ILS anymore, Sharon, is it?
Oh, okay, well, it'll just go away then.
They have it faded, which means you can't really use it.
I think the more critical approach is the VOR alpha. Our glide slope antenna was down about 18 times this past winter. And one of those was for 6 days. And, you know, the VOR alpha serves as a pretty good backup when our glide slope is down.
I would agree with that. They did raise it 100 feet. They really need to go the other way. And that would make it a much more viable alternative. But, yeah, getting rid of it, that's not going to help anybody.
When you're submitting comments, if you submit comments, back it up with facts. You know, how often you use these approaches is something that should be included in a comment that you would make. It's much more valuable to submit a comment that has facts and numbers in it rather than one that just says, I think we should keep these approaches because I use them. If you tell them, I use this approach 3 times a week, that has a lot more value.
Yeah, I would agree, and that's why I brought it up to begin with. You know exactly what their objections are for keeping it specifically, and dollar signs, you know, that would give us more of a target to be able to defend it.
That information I don't know. I don't know how much it costs to maintain them.
I mean, if they're only saving, I don't even know where to begin.
I wouldn't know
cost
either.
Savings, but it can't be that dramatic.
I wouldn't know either.
Considering what we get in return as far as the city is concerned.
Okay, so thanks to everybody who's sent their letter, resend it, and everybody who hasn't sent the letter, let's try to. Move on, please.
We will be requesting $11,873.60 in damages from FEMA through their hazard mitigation grant program as a result of the January blizzard.
Good job.
We don't have it yet in hand. But there's a pretty good chance we'll get 99% of that. There are some equipment costs in there that we may not be able to recognize, but good chance we'll get 99% of it back. We talked about the Commemorative Air Force. They'll be here the weekend of June 18 through 21. They'll be bringing a B-29 Fifi and a C-45, which is painted up as bucket of bolts on the nose art. We'll be hosting our first Nashua Airport movie night on August 14th at dusk. This is the night before the Touch Truck event. It's a first Nashua movie night. We'll be screening the Disney movie Planes, Fire, and Rescue. And it's part of the City of Nashua's Summer Fun series, where it's a free event for any members of the airport community and the greater Nashua community to come to the airport, sit out on the lawn by the tower and watch a Disney movie. And with that, I'd ask if any of you have night currency you need to accomplish, or if you want to go flying at night, that would be a good night to go flying. We really want to accentuate the movie with a lot of flying. I think it'd be great. The more flying we have, the better. I think it's far enough away from the runway that I don't think it would be a detriment. But I think it would be great. The kids are watching a movie about planes. They look to their left. There's planes flying. I think it would be a home run.
So is this advertised on the city?
It will be. It will be. It's part of their series. So they'll do flyers. They'll do promotion and everything.
Great.
And they pick up all the expense, which is great. Some of you may have seen that Aerodyne Research, working through the Airport Cooperative Research Program, has reached out to the airport to solicit help conducting research that attempts to get a better understanding of smog generated by light GA aircraft engines. They're looking for 15-minute ground tests simulating various throttle settings, and they're willing to top off the aircraft up to $100. Pilots interested in participating should contact Aerodyne Research directly, and I can get you the contact information. It basically involves parking your airplane over on the compass rose on the north end. There's a no-contact probe that they put behind the airplane, and you run the airplane through various simulated phases of flight, and they collect data. So you can get up to $100 worth of gas in your airplane. I asked that same question because I wanted to make sure that if we're going to sanction an event here, it's not going to be something that's going to harm GA. And the way it was explained to me is that commercial service airports in larger metropolitan areas like Logan's and LAX's, they require their airports to count the number of aircraft that land and depart. And they assign a number to each aircraft based on they have data for the emissions that are put out by these commercial aircraft engines. They don't have hard data on smaller light aircraft engines because the aircraft engine manufacturers have no requirement to do any kind of testing. So what they do is the FAA requires the airport operators to plug in the next highest known value. So you may have something like a Cessna 172 that lands at a large Class B airspace airport, and they'll plug in something with known data like a TBM or something much bigger. And what it does is it skews the actual data, and it makes our smaller GA aircraft fleet look worse than it actually is. So this is an attempt to, and this is an FAA-funded project to present real numbers that these airports can plug in and get real data. So I would say it would help GA rather than be harmful.
It seems like it's an attempt to get the lead out of our gas. So
that's going to happen anyway, I think.
Well, down the road, I think they need there might be justification for that, but it's a sanction. That's going to happen anyway. We don't really want to go out there and say no, we're not going to participate or allow them to do it. Okay, so moving on.
We talked about our legislator tour. It's scheduled for May 29th from 3 to 5. We've invited the Nashua City Council, the mayor, our two state senators, and 26 local representatives. And then right after that, everybody, of course, is invited to our tenant appreciation barbecue the same day at 5 o'clock right at our shop. All are welcome to attend. And lastly, I have this is the last week for our office manager, Susan Clancy. She'll be taking a position within the city, and we wish her all the best. And thank you for your years of service to the airport.
You're welcome.
And that's all I have.
Okay, the airport engineer.
Good evening. Number one and two on your list shows the aviation easement acquisition and runway 1432 obstruction removal. Nothing has changed in the last year on those. Still waiting government council approval on that. On the wildlife hazard assessment, number three, the project tasks have been completed, and Chris was working on closing the project out today, so you should have that shortly, the closeout on it. The installation of the perimeter wildlife fence, that is supposed to wrap up Friday, 22nd, and Nick briefed me today. He said he talked with them last week, and they were pretty sure they were going to get it done. So once that's done, there'll be a site walk with the contractor, the engineer, Airport Conservation Commission, the wetland specialist, to make sure that everything is in compliance. And then based on the results of that site walk, that'll prepare a final punch list for anything that still needs to be done. I don't know, you may be working on one now.
We haven't started the walk around yet.
Yeah, but it'll be after that. And then once that's issued, the punch list, the contractor has 30 days to complete that, and once that's done, then we'll work on closing that project out.
Did we leave a portion of that contract open to complete around the property acquisition?
Yes, yes. That's the two down at the end of the runway, right. Correct.
Okay.
Which brings us into the property acquisition. On the Cliss property, everything is completed on that, just waiting to get the grant back for the demolition. And it's the same thing with the property acquisition phase two on the other property at the corner. There's one thing that I need you to have you address on the second one. The recommended action would be to issue a grant offer from the New Hampshire DOT once it's received. You haven't got the second one, have you?
No.
You got the first one, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. And once the second one comes in, you need to, you know, execute that grant.
Would you like to make a motion? Would you like to make a motion?
On the issue of executing the grant offer from the New Hampshire DOT upon the receipt, if they make a motion that be accepted and approved upon receipt.
Yep.
And amended so the chairman is authorized to sign the grant when received.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right.
That's it. Unless you have any additional questions.
Wes Lou, does the closeout of the fence project include activating the new gate?
I would assume it would. I don't know what you're talking about, Wes.
Well, so there's a new gate by building 13, I believe it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I knew they were putting one in there.
I think the only thing we're waiting on is a card reader and a board that is programmed to allow access. So.
Thank you.
Steve, you know the other gates that we talked about, the ones that aren't working quite right?
They're all seem to be working. They're all operational now.
They're doing. Anybody know? Are there any more issues with the gates?
Yeah, it works now. We had to open up that microwave beam a little bit.
Yeah, because before it was like a 1-inch margin for error.
Yeah, less than that.
Less than that.
It was pretty tight.
That I believe.
Is there a reason why you included the land acquisition cost?
No, just Nick said that was some. He gave that to me also. He said in case they have any questions, that's how the money breakdown went on that land acquisition.
Okay, great, thank you. Okay, so committees, the S&P committee. I see the chairman here. Would you like to comment on your? Any updates on the S&P committee and your progress?
Well, we've gotten actually through the whole S&P now. I'm optimistic, but not promising. We'll probably finish up at our next meeting, which is Monday. And shortly thereafter, I'll have a detailed report to submit to the authority for your approval.
Is the meeting on Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
That's good.
All Tuesday.
Any questions concerning this? Okay, thank you. Marketing committee.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I know we got a long evening ahead of us, so I'll try and be as brief as possible. 8 points for you to ponder here. As a result of the last committee meeting, the following plans and actions are proposed for approval. We've been talking about developing a marketing campaign on two levels. A public relations for local markets and a destination-oriented approach for distant markets. And to follow up that, we would like to reverse the emphasis on the title of the airport to Bois Field at Nashua Airport rather than Nashua Airport at Bois Field. And the particular reason for that, from a perspective of the sectionals, is referred to as Bois Field rather than Nashua Airport. So if you're trying to reach someone who's at arm's length, because not familiar with the Nashua Airport, we would market it in terms of Bois Field at Nash, or Wafield Nashua Airport. It's just a flip-flopping of the two terms. So we believe that that would be appropriate under those circumstances. Further, the notion should be made that Wafield is a place to come to rather than depart from. In other words, people think that they're always going somewhere. We would like to put the emphasis on people coming here. So this is your home field. Naturally, you fly away from it, but like a good sailor, you've got to come back to it. You've got to return back to the ship, so to speak. So the emphasis in marketing would be that we want to see this as a destination rather than a place to launch from, so to speak. A aircraft and owner's pilot survey questionnaire is completed and will be now circulated. If you haven't seen it, it's also been set up to go on SurveyMonkey. And Bill will find other ways for circulating this as well. It can be changed at will. We're not ready to go yet, but we're pretty dang close to letting it loose. The purpose of this, of course, is to survey our pilots and aircraft owners about conditions here and what kind of activities they're involved in. And I want to thank members of the committee, especially Wes, for helping us with this. A preliminary business and community survey questionnaire has been developed by Daniel Webster marketing students. It's still in very rough form, but that's the next thing that we will follow up the pilots and aircraft owner survey. In other words, to see what the general community thinks about or their opinions are about the Nashua Airport at Wafield. We put together a trifold brochure. Wait again. Which is available for handing out during the upcoming legislative tour. We feel this is a good way to get out different points about the airport to our legislative committee members, as well as anybody else. And it's a trifold, so it's easy to stick it in your back pocket or make sure they get it in their possession. We're in the process of working on the development of a cooperative solar electric farm on the 5 acres of the airport property for the carport community. I don't know how carport got in there. I tell you, when you have arthritis, your typing really goes to hell, I'll tell you. It's under investigation. And what this amounts to is if I can find it here very, very briefly, very quickly, the state of New Hampshire has a net metering law in place. And what that means is that you can create a solar farm in which people can participate that may not be on your particular property. In other words, we have 5 acres out here. We would like to develop a solar farm on it, and then the airport would benefit from the electrical credits that come from it, as well as any member on the airport or company organization could buy or lease panels on that particular property, as well as citizen or member of the greater national community. So it's a cooperative. Okay, and what that does is that it obviously is generating electricity back into the grid, and then based upon the number of watts that your particular panel or panels generate, you in turn get that credit applied to your personal or business electrical bill. And when I look at our financial statements and see a expense of some $30,000 for electricity on there, that's a pretty good chunk of money that we're spending annually for electricity. The airport could take advantage of as the host would also get some of those credits. So it's a win-win sort of situation. It's a way to participate in the green energy programs that we have in this country. It's already being done in a number of places, any number of spots here in New Hampshire. For example, the people I'm working with cited the town of Milton. It's doing a very large one on their landfill. And because we're a municipal entity,
We can't directly get in, we ourselves can't directly get involved in putting this particular thing together. We need to turn it over to a for-profit organization that in turn can reap the benefits through government programs and so forth. So more on that later. I'm pretty excited about that. That's coming along nicely. And the last item, number eight, is that we feel that we should recommend to the board that a commercial, industrial, real estate agency be solicited to represent the potential of the Nashua Airport properties. That is to say, we have a couple of properties here that, in fact, could be used for industrial purposes, and they're sort of sitting there fallow, and opportunities might be going by, and we don't have our ear to the ground on these sort of opportunities, and it would be good to have someone out there who is obviously looking to take advantage of these things. So that's it in a nutshell. I'm sure we might have some questions. I'll be happy to try and fend them off.
So you got eight things here. Instead of trying to talk about them all at once, how about we just...
One at a time is fine.
Number one, okay. To the development of a marketing campaign on two levels, I think that's just self-explanatory. Any discussion? Number two, reverse the emphasis of the title of Boarfield. I thought I called it Boarfield. Boarfield National Airport to National Airport Boarfield. Any discussions?
It's strictly semantics. I mean, we're not changing anything, but we're just...
I tend to agree. I personally wonder if we should be continuing with Boarfield. I know it's got a lot of history on it, and it was the first soldier in Nashua. It was, I guess, in the Air Force.
Navy.
Navy.
Ensign.
Ensign.
Ensign, was he? Okay. Die in World War II. So it's got a lot of history to it, but is it something we want to continue with? I throw it out there.
I have a little input on that. With your brochure here, it doesn't give any of the history of why it's in Boarfield. If we're going to be moving the emphasis, he's not even mentioned in here. I think he should definitely be included.
I would disagree only from the standpoint that this is put together primarily for our legislative representatives, city representatives, and I would assume, again, and if they assume makes an ass of me usually, as they say, that is something that they would already appreciate and understand. And I think what we're trying to say here is that we are talking about the city purchasing a parcel of land in order to participate in this national aeronautic program. We're just focusing on the fact that this 400 acres here of property that the city owns, and I don't want to get distracted with the Boarfield history in this little pamphlet.
I think it summarizes it pretty well. Back to the name, though, I agree. I think, one of the things that I saw an airport name the other day, and I thought, gee, I got to pass it on the board, so I'll pass it on. The airport, if we use it here, it would rename the airport Nashua Community Airport. See, a lot of airports are named municipal airports. I think it'd be go one step beyond that and say Nashua Community Airport. And of course, but the only thing that's our official nomenclature is Boarfield, not Nashua Airport, not Nashua Municipal Airport. It's Boarfield. So do we want to change that?
Well, again, this is not an attempt to change anything. This is only an attempt to use what we already have without getting into this, having to struggle over what the name might what you want to call it. And as I said, this is strictly the intent is for those at arm's length. When you look at a sectional, you don't know where National comes to National Airport. Like, I'm not going to find it on a sectional. Secondly, I would speak to the fact that the citizens of Nashua at one point felt that it was a was worthy of this young man to name this airport or this field, and I would strongly disagree that we would somehow I won't say dishonor, but sort of let that slide. My other thing is that for me, and of course this is a personal thing, somehow, for example, when you go to Chicago, you go to O'Hare. You don't go to Chicago Airport, you go to O'Hare, you go to Midway, you go to JFK, you go to LaGuardia. I mean, airports have can be distinct. Whereas there's a if you Google airport, you're going to get bazillion names. There's nothing to make us very distinctive when you use municipal airport. In fact, I cringe from the thought of municipal airports because I know how inefficient municipalities can be. That's my own personal feeling, but that's an aside. But either way, I mean, I'm not at this point. I don't think we should spend our time debating what the name should be. I'm only suggesting that for the purposes of what we're doing right now, we just use Bois Field until someone comes up with something that might satisfy.
What we're recommending is the title, the emphasis in the marketing program to be Nashua Airport - Bois Field.
Well, it's what you're referring to it now, but I'm saying in particular cases like this, we would call it Bois Field. If I'm trying to reach someone in L.A. or in Florida for whatever reason, I would put the emphasis on Bois rather than Nashua.
But to me, and I feel exactly the opposite. It's the Nashua Airport, and Bois Field is a portion of the Nashua Airport. It's the field. It's the runway. Okay, maybe. I don't think Bois Field has any distinction as any recall. Nobody will even know where Bois Field is. Nashua Airport, you know immediately that, gee, if you're part of New England, you know where it is. We have some comics out there. Yes?
I would actually agree with you 100% on that. I think if we change to Bois overall, then it's going to camouflage what we're trying to do. We're trying to gain more awareness, not less.
Yes.
And if there's the objection is that because it's on the sectional, that's easily fixed. Anything you see on the sectional needs to be fixed. You can call in and you can get it fixed. We can just call it Nashua Airport.
Les,
it doesn't need to be fixed. The sectional in front of me says Nashua Airport underlined, and then right over the control tower frequency says WAR parentheses ASH parentheses.
Yeah,
speaking to what Gordon's saying, you have two competing notions here. One is Nashua gives you a geographic-centric image of the airport. I think Gordon's speaking to creating what my marketing friends would call a brand, and that would make it a little more unique than just the geography. Both of them are equally valid, and you can make use of both of those at different times. So it takes a while to build a brand, so it's not something you would do overnight. I haven't given any thought to whether that creates value for the Nashua Airport, the Bois Field. But you know, they are not mutually exclusive.
Okay, so we are talking about community stuff, not action items on this agenda. So I guess my recommendation is for the committee to seriously think about the name of the airport and give it a little focus, but I don't particularly feel that we should put the emphasis on Bois Field, but on the Nashua Airport side of things, and the Bois Field would just be a separate designator. I think the Nashua Airport more clearly identifies who we are. Any other comments from them? But as far as, I can't see anything short term that needs to be done. I just stress the marketing committee should really look at the name of the airport. Any other comments? We'll move on.
Just a brief comment. I applaud your efforts to look at the nomenclature we use to describe this airport, Director Jackson. But I'd also recommend to you that perhaps we take a look at the precedent set in Manchester we don't necessarily want to be Manchester, but for years, Manchester, when I was growing up, was Grenadier Field. It was not Manchester Airport, it was Grenadier Field. Then it became Manchester Airport, now it's the Greater Boston Manchester.
Regional.
But just a thought, you might take a look at what the metamorphosis was of that process there.
Boston Regional.
From a branding and a marketing standpoint.
Yeah.
Right.
I just had a quick comment, more of a question than a comment. Many people have been flying here for much longer than I have, but I've never addressed the tower anything other than Nashua.
Right.
And it's always been a pet peeve of mine when the tower's called something other than the airport name.
Agreed.
Agreed.
So, it, just from a cleanliness perspective, I would vote for the name to be...
You vote for the name to be what?
Nashua.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say I've been flying here for, as long as I've been flying, not that long, but I've never heard anybody say Four Tower.
Yeah.
So just a reminder, make sure you state your name, okay?
First transmission from the tower to Nashua.
Okay, moving on to number three in this list. The notion should be made that Borefield is a place to come and rather than depart from. Agreed totally. Interrupt me if you want me to stop. And number four, an aircraft owners and pilots survey questionnaire is complete and will now be circulated. I think it's a great survey. Any other comments? Five, a preliminary business community survey has been developed by DWC marketing students. Number six, a trifold brochure is available for handout during the upcoming legislative tour. Any comments on the brochure?
Yes, I have some comments. I know there's some typos, you guys were talking about typos earlier, so we'll just go through those later. But talking about being autonomous, and I did speak, on the back I know, or over here, you say that you want to form a stronger, or forge a stronger partnership with the city. So we have to make sure we choose one or the other. We're either going to be autonomous and do our own thing, or we're going to ask for money and ask for help and work together. We can't pick and choose when we're going to be autonomous and when we're not. So we have to make sure, as far as the aldermen are concerned and people making budgetary decisions, they know where we're coming from.
I agree with you. The word autonomously probably should come out of that sentence, because we don't want to piss them off. That's kind of confrontational, you might say.
Well, if I may, I mean, the point here is that in the past we have operated autonomously,
mm-hmm.
and that there's been limited cooperation in marketing the commercial benefits of the airport.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So after that, I mean, it says has been, not is, but has been at past tense.
Gordon, we don't necessarily want to remind them that, because part of the problem is that we've separated ourselves from the city government, and even recently thrown that in their face, saying we don't need you. We have. Oh, we can do what we want to. We don't need you, your input. Oh yes, and quite blatantly. And
I missed that.
Yes, you did.
When was this?
I'll get into details later. But it is, correct me if I'm wrong, what would you say?
It's been past practice.
We haven't
adopted that policy.
We're in the process of smoothing feathers right now, and getting along and working with the city and then working with us. So I don't want to necessarily bring up, I wouldn't want to just even mention the word autonomous to them or have a comment on the subject. We're just looking to cooperate. And we have just asked them, and they have, and the mayor has put in her budget our small budget request for this year. So, I'm sorry. And Sandy, you want to continue?
No, so that's, you know, really, I think that, you know, we really have to, you know, like Dennis said, we don't need to remind them that we haven't been working well together, no matter whose fault it was. We haven't. Let's work together now. I don't know if that part needs to be in there.
How do you spell kumbaya?
Oh.
just scratch the word autonomous, it will be all set.
And the next sentence, it followed right in that. In so doing, there has been limited cooperation. It's stay positive. It's or say something like we'd like to improve our cooperation as we move forward to market the commercial benefits. Blah blah blah. Okay. Everything in the up and up.
Jeez, I thought I toned it down.
Yeah, toned it down.
You did tone it down, but you need to tone it a little more, maybe.
And of the whole thing, that's one paragraph. There is the only thing I had a concern on. I see a lot more marks on Sandy, so continue.
Well, no, these are mostly just typos. Steve's name is spelled wrong.
Yeah, well, we caught those already.
Jeez, and you forgot to mention the restaurant.
Okay, for if you want to pay for the brochure, you can put your little symbol on it.
That's
back.
Right. And we're looking for advertisers, by the way.
I'm sure you are.
Something to support our marketing program.
Okay,
any more comment on the brochures? Number 7, the development of a cooperative solar electric farm on 5 acres of airport. Absolutely fantastic effort. Is it allowed on the FAA to land over those things?
Yeah, we've been all through that.
Where is those 5 acres located?
They're along our approach light system, along Mauser's on the north end. There's a cleared area there that we've been maintaining for years. It's relatively dry. The only issue might be glare, but that could be mitigated.
No, we've already discussed that. According to the FAA, I don't know how you can look at that, but you can get more glare off of a body of water than you would off a solar panel.
Have you checked into the wind farm stuff? I was in Portland last few days, and saw some interesting information on wind farms, which also, you know, are in the same category.
I
don't know all that.
And they're not all high like that. They're not all big giant. You know. So that might be something else to look into.
It might be, although I've not heard of anything in the state that's doing cooperative wind farms. Whereas this movement is already well underway in the state of New Hampshire, and already being developed in any number of different places.
This also might be an item that's can be funded through the state's community development program, where it identifies qualified projects that local investors can invest in and get tax credits and incentives. So that's something I think you should look into. It'd be maybe a long stretch, but certainly we can try that. Then you can find that a couple $100,000 is available through the state and the local investors.
If I can, and they said they'd be happy. It's called New Hampshire Solar Farms, and I forgot Andrew's last name, but he said he'd be willing to come and talk to us about this whole project.
That would be great.
Those, you know, and it sells 5 acres perfect site to generate, and I forget how many kW of power can be generated out. Quite significant amount of power can be generated from a solar farm on that particular site. Plus, we're close to high power lines out there. Everything is well situated.
Yeah, I saw a few hands out there. Any comments?
Just John Wheeler. Just a question, more of a request. When you're compiling this information, as a person of interest, like I would be very interested in potentially doing, participating in a co-op like this. The critical issue, though, for me is whether it works from a financial point of view. And I know that in the past, I've looked at a lot of those types of things before, and they've never worked out, or they've taken 35 years to recoup the capital investment. Mm-hmm. It may change if you can get funding from other sources and stuff like that, but I'd love to see the numbers on that. So that would be a question.
I'm sure we all would. Yeah, it's pretty preliminary at this point. I mean, we're still investigating.
There's a lot of rebates and other funding prospects that could make it affordable. Okay. So number eight.
Yeah.
A recommendation that a commercial industrial real estate agency be solicited to represent the potential of Nash Airport properties. Absolutely, that'd be a great idea. I would say that you have my support, and probably after a little bit of investigation of this, bring a motion to the board on the next meeting to put this into action.
That's what we had planned on doing.
Okay. Any other comments? Moving on. Old business. CIC and CIP and National Airport budget to the city. Director Rosenblum, would you like to sum that up in about 30 seconds?
As reported in the Treasurer's report, the June 1st is our presentation to the Budget Committee. The Budget Committee can approve. They can vote to reduce the amount if they have less than 8 votes. But I think we're all set with that.
They can vote to reduce something if they have 8 votes, but they can't add anything unless they have 10. I think that's the way it goes. Okay. Underground fuel farm replacement, Stevens Mohegan. I'll comment that we are consolidating our options and what's available for purchasing ASTs to replace USTs and the financing, but nothing significant has developed in the last 30 days. So until something more concrete comes around to present, we'll move on. Does anybody have any questions along those lines? Okay. Underground fuel farm demolition. Temporarily on hold. We've been contacted by the DES. They have a program that's related to the MTBE settlement that the corporations, the major refiners that have been doing business in the state of New Hampshire were sued by the Attorney General. And so there's a humongous fund for MTBE mitigation. And if we can ascertain that the tanks have been used for any MTB fuels, then we would qualify. So potentially the state would take over our removal and disposal of the underground storage tanks with a minor, we have to pay for portions of it, but our $50,000 expense would then dribble down to maybe about $5,000. So we're hoping to qualify to that program. And so that's where we're currently. If we prepared a bid package and sent that out for bid right now, it would actually get into the way, because under the state program, they do everything. They already have their contractors lined up with unit costs, and they would just take it all over. Is there any questions on that? Okay. The National Airport Authority logo revisions.
Anybody want to vote on the logo? We'll put that on hold. We'll talk about that.
Okay, we'll table that to the next meeting. Land lease agreements. We're actually conducting a separate public meeting after this one to discuss land lease, and so there won't be any comment on that at this time. And there is no new business, and we're back to public input. Yes, sir.
Andy Nias, for the record. A couple of points for Mr. Rosenblum. First off, the year end is coming up. I hope you're preparing for the audit. Just reminding you that it's coming up.
We are.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you're losing your key person, so it could be a problem. The other thing is, I noticed on your financial statements, you've got a $972,000 receivable from the state of New Hampshire, which has been on there for 10 months at least. I assume that's being offset by the $760,000 account payable for projects. Does that mean there's $200,000 in cash that's coming to the airport at some near-term point?
That's correct. We're expecting a net of quite a bit amount of money, close to $200,000.
Great.
Yeah.
So in other words, to sum that up, of our current projects, we have paid down $200,000. So when we get full reimbursement from the DOT, we'll have $200,000 to put back in the bank.
Great. Glad to hear it.
We have about $200,000 worth of expenses coming up. And
well, I understand, and you keep talking about all these projects you want to spend money on, but there is no money. Here's some money coming in that will pay some of
The thing to remember on that point is that it's not going to last that way forever, okay? For 3 years running, we've been in deficit. 5 years ago, we had $500,000 in the bank. That's cut. It's right now we have $100,000 in the bank, and we're getting the $200,000 back, but we have expenses that are gonna be wash out some of that too. So our $500,000 has dwindled down to maybe by the end of the year might result in $200,000. We can't continually run a deficit and live off of the success of the 90s when everything was a boom. So we're trying to plan out long range, make sure we're operating in the black, and we put money aside. Our capital improvements over the next 6 years that are on the agenda that are DOT endorsed will require us to put aside $77,000 a year to fund those capital projects over the next 6 years. So and we're probably pretty much not only our operations costs running dry, but our bank account will be dry in a couple years proceeding with where we are now, even though it looks nice. We have cash in the bank.
Well, I mean, actually the number was about $750,000 that you had for back in 2011, I think it was. But what I have noticed, though, is that from an operations standpoint, Mr. Borg has been doing a fine job.
Absolutely.
From an operations side, it's going fine. It's just on the capital improvement capital maintenance side that you have shortfalls and because of the projects that you're doing. And I had not realized you had $200,000 sitting there that is due to the...
We didn't know it was coming back to us until last month when the second property acquisition grant was processed by the DOT, and it's a shoe-in, and we're still kind of sitting on the edge of the chair waiting for the governor's council to sign off on it. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Director comments? Sorry, I missed you.
Rob, just a question. You know, a few months ago you mentioned the possibility or the option or the thought of taking down the barbed wire and the fence along the main stretch here to get a less of a prison type look, which I think everyone except maybe one here agreed with. Is that still the thing?
We talked about that last month.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that last month. It
can't be done. Right?
If we did it, it would cost us money because it was FAA money, right, that paid for. So it's something that'll cost the airport money, has to be approved, and so there's stuff that has to be worked on.
We have to refund them.
We would have to refund the money that they spent on that. So that's something, you know, while we have no money right now, we're going to just kind of put it on hold as far as I'm concerned. Right? Steve has done some research and you know, I think we all know Steve's position on it. So it is something that we talked about last time. So still up in the air.
Don't let us lose sight of that. that we do want to go back eventually. But the fact that not only do I have to pay for taking it down, which I'm sure there'd be volunteers to do that, would have to reimburse the FAA for what it costs them to put it up. Any other public input? Yes, sir.
This may sound silly, but it could be the answer. If we can't take it down because it's going to cost us money, we could always just cover it up with welcome to the Nashua Airport.
With barbed wire.
That way everybody gets what they want.
You know what? I can't imagine it costs that much anyway, so we just need to identify from where to where and put a price to it. Okay, director comments. Starting with Gordon, anything?
Not at the present moment.
Pass.
Oh boy. You go next, because I have a lot. You done? Nothing?
I'm sure you have something to say.
Is that a surprise?
Go for it.
Okay. A couple of different things. First of all, the meeting in July, which is not next meeting, the one after that will be in a different place. I was informed today, so we'll make sure whoever is in Susan's position, which may be Steve, we'll make sure that you know where that'll be. However, the June meeting is still here, okay? Sue is leaving. I'm heartbroken. She has worked very hard here. She's got a great opportunity for the city. As far as filling her position, there has been an ad placed. We've had quite a few resumes. I know some community members asked me, you know, do we have the money to fill her position? Can we do part-time? I mentioned to Dick, you know, is that something that we could do? So we are looking at how to best fill that position. Sue did a lot of work. I don't think Steve can take all that work on himself, but that's something that the board has to make a decision on. That being said, I know there was a job posting in the paper with an amount of money. I don't agree with that. I don't think we should ever put how much the person's going to make or could make out there. So that's my little input on that. We do have a lot of things going on. I did send an email to a lot of you, Rick, I'm sorry I haven't gotten back to you, about different marketing things. I spoke with a guy from the Telegraph, which is probably not the only source of advertising we should be doing. But I got in touch with most of the businesses here and asked you to give me your input by tonight. He's offering us a recurring ad with all the businesses, like 13 little things surrounding, for a pretty reasonable amount. So I thought maybe with the money that we earned from our little raffle, we could start with that. And if everybody wants to commit, if each business wants to commit, let me know. You know, if you're willing to put your businesses out there for the airport. So let me know by tonight. I've been keeping the guy hanging. Also, I am putting the economic impact survey in into the paper so that the community knows. I'm meeting on Tuesday, I believe, to get that accomplished. So the community knows what we do bring to the area, and that's an expense that I'll take on myself. Movie night, like Steve said, we have a committee that's been working on that. Steve's been working really hard, Rita from the DOT, quite a few people, so that's great. Young Eagles is coming up. Greg got his flyer out in a timely fashion yesterday. No, he got the flyer out. So that is June 6th, is Young Eagles. So I will print out a bunch of flyers and get those passed out. So if you haven't volunteered to fly for that or volunteer in some way, please do. Let's all work together. It's a busy time. I already spoke about letters written on our behalf. As far as communication, you might think I go a little overboard, but I think we got into trouble with communication in the past, and I don't want it to happen again. I like to be informed so I can make informed decisions. So let's make sure we keep the communications going. Let me see. I would like to mention at this time that a lot of stuff has been is being talked about as far as leases. A lot of concerns, and they're justified. I am not an attorney. None of these members are attorneys, and I don't think it's up to us to make decisions regarding leases. I think there have been some poor decisions in the past, and I don't want us to continue that. So it is my recommendation, and I'm not making a formal motion at this time, but I will before the meeting's end. But I believe we should have an attorney involved to make any decisions regarding lease increases, lease changes, rewriting leases, anything like that. I don't think it's wise for us as board members to try to finagle the ins and outs and what each word means. So it is my recommendation to the board to perhaps postpone the meeting for today until we consult an attorney and get their input. I think a lot of mistakes can be made, and I don't want that to happen. Any discussion on that?
No, this is your comments.
You got the stage.
All right. So I will make a motion then. I'd like to make a motion to postpone.
We're not taking motions. This is director input only.
Okay.
You can make a motion once the next public meeting is brought up. But I don't see any hurt in it either. Go ahead.
No, well, I'll make it for the next, at the beginning of the next meeting.
Yeah, well, I think that would be more appropriate.
So, Susan, anyway, good luck at your new job. I think you'll do great.
Thank you.
Dick, anything?
No, I have nothing.
I have two items. First is Susan. Sorry to lose you. Wish you well, and thank you for everything that you've done for the airport. The second item is proms. You know, prom season has just come and gone. I saw a prom last weekend up in Burlington, Vermont. And I'm wondering, gee, do we want to host a prom here at the airport? We've got a ballrooms available, you might say. And I can't think of anything that would probably give us a community awareness than hosting a prom and all the events that go along with it and that kind of stuff. So instead of giving the Radisson and the Clarion and all that kind of stuff, the exposure, be thinking about, you know, maybe a prom. I think that we should call the prom committee up and see if they're interested. But I don't even know if our facilities are large enough for that. But I would think that we could section things off. So that's just food for thought for marketing too. And other than that, that concludes our meeting today. We have a motion for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, meeting's adjourned. We'll give them a break of 5 minutes before we start the next one at 7:20. Well, according to that clock right there, we're at 7:20.